This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, Jim. I'm all juiced up with coffee, so this is going to be a wild show, right?
Uh-oh, everybody. buckle your seatbelt.
Buckle up.
Before we start, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the precious gifts of life and health. Thank you for my family and my friends and my faith in you. Thank you that we live in the United States of America. Please bless and protect each member of our families and protect us from anything that would lead us away from you and from all harm, serious illness, bullying, addiction, abuse, and violence of all sorts. And through the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, please one day welcome each member of our family into your holy kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. And I'm going to slip in here a little bit about cards. You know, as Catholics, we're kind of into holy cards. I'm not sure whether these would qualify for holy cards or not, but to Catholic Radio, they're important cards. So let me tell you what I'm talking about. We have got some, they're really in the industry called RAC cards, R-A-C-K, RAC cards. And you've seen them a million times when you go on vacation, you go into a hotel and there's a rack with things about the cave that's nearby and the amusement park and all of the different things like that.
The boat tour.
Absolutely. Well, Catholic Radio has got a card that tells you all about Catholic Radio. It tells you the five different places you can get it on the air. It tells you all of the different ways you can get it off the air, about our podcasts and everything. And we even got really modern and put a QR code on it. So if there's not enough information on the phone, let your phone take a picture of it and you'll be on our website instantly. And the reason I mention that is I want everybody to do one thing for me this week. I want you to check the narthex of your church, of your parish. Look around. The cards are kind of yellowish, kind of beige-ish, and they have the big words Catholic Radio at the top of them. Look around your narthex. If you see one, take one. If you don't see one,
give us a call, right?
Absolutely. Let us know and we'll get you one. And we have the complete little plastic sleeve they set in and everything. So they take up about 6 square inches of space. They're about 3 inches wide and about 2 inches deep. And we'll keep them full all the time at your parish. We just need to know if you have one, use it. If you don't have one, let us know. Call us at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. Or on our website, we have that little convenient tab up near the top over on the right-hand side that says Contact, C-R-I. And that's basically a link to us. You tell us anything that's on your mind there and tell us that, gee, my parish has got one of these. My parish needs one of these. And let us know how we can get in touch with you. And we'll take it from there.
And we also, as you were talking about cards, we have a smaller little bookmark that has a similar information for if you want some free bookmarks. We've got about 10,000. Actually, I think I've given away 10,000. I think we ordered some more. So if you want some for your youth group, your parish, your Christ Renews, whatever, for the whole parish, the school, whatever, just give us a call. You can go to CatholicRadioIndy.org. Go to, it's like connect with CRI, Catholic Radio Indy. Leave us a message. You can even leave us a prayer request. So,
absolutely.
And we'll bring them to your door if need be. So, or you can pick them up here. So, well, anyway, we're going to get into our topic. And the reason I'm really excited is because this is one of my favorite topics is evangelization. And we're talking with, in studio is our guest, Thomas Gallagher, who is the Director of Evangelization, Family Life, Pastoral Ministries, and Young Adult Ministries at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So welcome, Thomas.
Historically, just an observation that Catholics as a group have been a little bit shy when it comes to evangelization. You know, there are still the folks that knock on your door every evening and that sort of thing. If you go to some cities, I don't know if I've seen it in Indianapolis, but literally, you know, downtown handing out Bible tracts and that sort of thing. Catholics have been a little shy in that area, and we're finally starting to correct that.
Yeah, well, welcome, Thomas.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here.
And we're actually going to be talking about a topic that we've talked about before, but this is going to be happening in Carmel, Indiana, and it's the St. Paul Street Evangelization. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so St. Paul Street Evangelization is a national organization that partners with parishes. They partner with individuals, even if you're, you know, your parish isn't really to jump into it. And they exist for the sake of saving souls and training Catholics on how to be equipped and encouraged and motivated to go out and evangelize. And, you know, it's funny when we think about this hesitancy that, mm-hmm. that Catholics so often kind of get pegged with for mm-hmm. evangelization, I think that's really more of a modern development because Catholics are the original evangelists. We've been doing this for our whole history.
That's right.
You know, so
when you start with 12 and get to a billion,
that's right.
You're doing something
that's,
right.
That's a great model when you think about it. And, you know, I mean, we're recording this. We just celebrated Pentecost and, you know, I've been reading in Acts, you know, obviously if anyone's going to Mass during the Sunday or daily or whatever, we've been reading in Acts and just how great it is that, you know, God gave us the Holy Spirit after he left Jesus. Yeah. And that really, the cowards that were hiding up, you know, in the upper room, which, you know, we all have those moments, right? Yeah. Sometimes longer than others. They got bold, you know, and then they went out and they did all these just amazing things.
Amen. Yeah. You know, I think it was Bishop Barron that, that talked about kind of what's your locked door? Like, what are you hiding behind? Because Jesus is going to come through it. And he's gonna push you, and he's gonna send you out. So you gotta be open to that, right?
There's no question about that. We're talking with Thomas Gallagher. He's the director of Evangelization, Family Life, Pastoral Ministries, and Young Adult Ministries there at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And I worked at Our Lady of Mount Carmel myself as a youth minister at one point, and I called it jokingly, their parish of Our Lady of Perpetual Motion, because I mean, there's so much going on there, and it cracks me up, Jim. When you were making a joke about evangelization and Catholics being shy, I thought you were going to make a joke about how Catholics always have really super long titles.
Well, I was looking at that too. Director of Evangelization, Family Life, Pastoral Ministries, and Young Adult Ministries.
And not a sleep ministry, right? Because you probably don't get much of that.
Right. Especially with little ones at home.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your role there. I mean, obviously you're very large.
Yeah. So the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana started a few years ago now, a 30-year plan called Uniting in Heart. And as a part of that plan, every parish in the diocese had to hire a director of evangelization and a director of operations to try to free up the pastor to be a priest, you know, to really live out his vocation, which is a beautiful vision that our bishop has for the diocese. And so 2 years ago, I moved here from Virginia Beach, Virginia, with my wife and two boys. And now we have a third boy on the way. And I was working in Virginia Beach as a youth minister, DRE, eighth grade religion teacher. All right. Mm-hmm. So again, same thing, you know.
Three titles.
Right. But I came out here with this director of evangelization position to really, you know, try to bring a lot of my experience and my formation to bear kind of in a strategic role of trying to see how all the little pieces, or big pieces for that matter, in the parish all come together for the sake of bringing more souls to Jesus.
And that is one thing that I have been noticing about not just the Diocese of Lafayette, but nationally, that there is a much greater focus on evangelization and really kind of rethinking about how we do business, so to speak, you know, how to reach people. Have you read the book, and maybe you're the one that mentioned it, From Christendom to Apostolic Age? Are you the one that gave me that book? There have been several people that we've had guests that have talked about that, and it kind of talks about the paradigm shift that I'm sure that you're trying to implement with this St. Paul Street Evangelization.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I think the Holy Spirit mentioned it to me about five or six times before I finally picked it up, so I wouldn't doubt it. So.
Yeah, it's really good. So anyone, any Catholic should read that. It's not real long. I don't like real long books, but it's very, very deep and very inspiring. But talk about this, the street evangelization. That kind of sounds a little scary, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah, that's the part there,
kind of, we go hide behind the door. You and I are up in the upper rooms hanging out, right?
Bring them to church, and I'll talk to them a little bit. But go out on the street? I don't know.
Yeah. Explain that a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, I'm fairly new to the St. Paul street evangelization side of things. So, you know, I want to read their vision statement to you here in a second, just to kind of get it kind of straight from them. But, for me, the street is it's your street. It's wherever you walk that maybe others don't. Mm-hmm. So maybe the street for you is your office. It's your family. It's your, you know, it's that place where your priest isn't walking. It's that it's that place where, you know, people aren't always willing to step their foot inside of a church. Mm-hmm. So where do you meet them? On the street. But in our day, in Jesus's day and age, you know, or at least, you know, when he walked the earth, this is still his day and age, the street is where you pass people. Now we pass at 70 miles an hour, you know, on the street. So you're not going to talk to somebody out there.
Well, that's where Catholic radio comes in, right?
That's right.
Speed evangelization.
There you go.
We got that covered, you know?
Yeah. So where are you walking past strangers? Where are you talking with people who never enter a church? And that's the street side of things. So it's taking it to the streets, if you will.
That is really, really exciting. Now, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is located in Carmel, Indiana, is opening in September of 2023 a brand new school. So explain that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are partnering with St. Paul Street Evangelization to open this school. And what's really beautiful about this is that St. Paul Street Evangelization provides all the curriculum, all the materials. They are with us every step of the way in helping us to really provide a systematic equipment or training for evangelization. And one of the things I like to really point out with evangelization, and maybe one of the reasons why we get so kind of scared by that word is we make it a little more complicated than we need to. Mm-hmm. That we think, you know, and so I'm going to kind of give myself a little bit of a two-edged sword here. And I'm going to say, you don't need to be trained. You just need to share the good news. But training helps. It does. It gives you that courage that sometimes we need, right?
Or even just the tools or just the kind of methodology. I know that sounds kind of generic, but kind of, you know what I mean.
Kind of the security or the self-confidence of, gee, what if I told somebody the wrong thing? Then
that's
what?
Right. That's right.
And so just a little bit of training kind of gets you on the right track and feeling good about moving that direction.
Exactly. Or talking to somebody that's been in those situations, those awkward situations, or, you know, or even for that sake, you know, when I started doing street evangelization or what I would call kind of bold evangelization, walking up to strangers and just asking them, hey, you know, can I talk to you about Jesus? Or have you heard anything about the Catholic Church? You had any questions? How can I pray for you? And that's really one of the best ones to start with. But I thought I was going to be met with a lot of anger or fear, or I don't want to talk to you. And it just wasn't the case. Those are lies. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to talk about these things. So it's really a beautiful thing. But just knowing that, okay, if it's awkward, that's all right. You know, eternity is worth the awkwardness, you know, that this chance that this soul might be open and receptive. So the school is really to bring people together, to encourage, to take you through four quarters of some basic training on really why do we evangelize? You know, let's get motivated. Let's make sure our heart is in this. Then some how-to, some practical kind of, you know, apologetics and things like that, even though it's not about always having the right answer. Mm-hmm. And then we get into some more of the prayer ministry and proclamation of the gospel. And then finally, we get put together a big project for some evangelization.
Oh, man, that sounds so exciting. Okay, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get some more details, like what you need to, just all the details that are going to be needed to get this launch for people that want to participate. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Do you like game shows? How about trivia? You're listening to Catholic Radio, so I assume you're interested in the Catholic Church. Catholic Challenge 2.0 is the newest addition to our programming lineup here on Catholic Radio Indy. A 30-minute quiz show covering almost everything Catholic. Catholic Challenge 2.0 tests your knowledge and teaches at the same time. Check it out every Thursday afternoon at 4:30 right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with Thomas Gallagher. He's the Director of Evangelization, Family Life, Pastoral Ministries, and Young Adult Ministries at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And we're talking about the St. Paul Street Evangelization, which is going to be opening a school campus at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Carmel, Indiana, starting September 2023. I want to ask you, Thomas, just at the break when we were off air, we were talking about the why. Why should anybody do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of times I think when people hear about street evangelization or evangelization in general, they think, well, it's kind of that bystander effect. Well, that's not really my gift. Somebody else will evangelize. Somebody else will do that. Or I go to church on Sunday and the pews are filled. Like, we're doing fine. We don't need to be evangelizing. But it's really not about putting more people in the pews. Of course, the church exists to evangelize. So we want to be doing that. We want to bring more people into the church, of course. But it's really about what it does in the heart of the disciple that is evangelizing, in the heart of the person that is going out. I remember the first time that I went out, I was in seminary at the time, and we
and went. And you're currently not a priest.
And I'm currently not a priest. No,
just want to clarify
good
that.
Good years of formation, but wasn't my call. And so a group of us decided, you know, for our spring break, instead of just going back to mom and dad's house and sitting on the couch for a week, let's go to a college campus and evangelize. Let's go out there and evangelize. And it's
that's
actually
bold.
Yeah, and it became a part of formation at Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, Maryland now. But it's a whole other story. But what we found was that by going out and putting ourselves in this position to really have to witness to our faith, we had to cling to Jesus. And we walked away from those experiences. Sometimes they were awesome and the person wanted to pray with us at the end of it. Sometimes the person walked away skeptical. Sometimes, you know, nothing really came of it. But we walked away feeling so much closer to Jesus. So the reason I encourage people to enter into this school or just evangelize in general is because of what it's going to do for your own relationship with Jesus. It'll take you to a whole new level.
Yeah, and it really enhances your relationship with the people that you're evangelizing, yeah. Whether they're, you know, in your family or, you know, people that you work with or maybe just a total stranger. I mean, right. You might have become lifelong friends. I mean, it's just really wild. I got a story. I won't digress, but I had a really cool, just when I was at IU, I invited someone to go to mass. We are still friends today, like awesome. 30 years later. So yeah. And I mean, it was just, I was like, I'm going to mass. Does anyone want, I was like at IU, I'm going to mass. Does anyone want, I'm like literally going up and down the halls. Anyone want to go with me? Cause I don't want to go by myself. You know, it's just more fun to go with somebody else.
Yeah.
And so I did get someone to go.
And we're talking about St. Paul Street Evangelization, and we're talking about as it exists here in the Indianapolis area. It's bigger than that, though, isn't it? I mean, it's not just something that started here with a little seed and spreading. It's much bigger than that.
That's right. Yeah. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a national organization, and they equip teams all throughout the country. And I wouldn't doubt that they're international, but they equip and train. But this school is a more recent development of theirs to really systematically prepare people for this mission. And so they have both in-person schools like our school in Carmel, and then also the virtual option. So mm-hmm. If you're not able, if you don't live in the area, can't attend a personal school, then there are as a virtual school that starts up every year as well.
Now, this is nothing that somebody has to quit their everyday job
no.
or abandon their family or right. anything like that.
No.
This is something they integrate into their life?
Absolutely. In fact, that's really where we need them to be. We need them to be in that job that nobody else is evangelizing in. You know, we need them to stay in their context and bring Jesus to it.
Okay, so give us some more details about who is this designed for? Do you have to be, like, what kind of, do you need any, are there any prerequisites or is there any age limit or give us who can, do you have to be Catholic? Give me some details on who can come.
Sure. So it's for anybody. It's really for anybody. You know, we will be preparing you to evangelize the gospel from the Catholic fullness of the truth. So mm-hmm. if you're not Catholic, be prepared for that, you know,
you might be Catholic by the end of it, you know,
that's right.
Who knows?
That's right. As far as an age range goes, it's for adults, you know, mm-hmm. so I would say 18 and up. But no, definitely no cap to the top end of that. And, you know, it's for anybody who feels like they're ready to be stretched a little bit and go deeper with Jesus. You start at the school. Our school will be starting on September 14th, and it will go from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursdays. And anybody can sign up for it. Don't have to be a parishioner at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. In fact, it's really designed to be a regional school. So you by no means need to be a parishioner there.
Now, what happens after the schooling? Do you just say, okay,
cut you loose?
Here's your diploma. Get out there and evangelize.
Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
Sure. So each quarter actually ends with the teams. You get paired into teams, evangelization teams in the school. Each quarter ends with an evangelization project, with the fourth quarter ending with a capstone project, where really you look at the needs of your community and you put together an evangelization effort. And that could be a door-to-door. It could be a standing on the street corner. It could be filling that food pantry that really needs more help and making it more directly evangelistic through those corporal works of mercy that you're doing as well. So it's really for your parish. And you do get a certificate, though.
I was just going to ask about that.
You do.
Credentials.
Everybody likes that.
And is there follow-up beyond the four quarters? I mean, you graduate, you go out and you start this on your own, and then you still have some contact with the organization as such?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are teams and there are team captains in all the areas. So you can sign up to be a team captain after you have the certificate, and you can just sign up for a given weekend or let people know, hey, I'm going out this weekend. I'm going to set up a table on the Monon or wherever I'm going to be. And then people can, you know, other trained evangelists can come and evangelize with you.
So you mentioned it's four quarters. What is the time period? You know, how long does it take to do this whole program? You mentioned is it weekly then from, you know, 7 to 9 on Thursday evenings? And then what's the duration? Starts in September. So four quarters, is it going to be like four traditional quarters, like a, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like a semester. So it'll be like a 2-year program total?
It's a 1-year program.
Okay.
So it starts on,
That's nice.
Our school starts on September 14th, and our last class, our graduation, is on May 9th.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So it's just like a school year.
Yeah.
Yep. And we take a break in the middle. So.
And I was just wondering, what about couples as opposed to individuals? I mean, we've been talking about, when I think of evangelists, I think of an individual.
Sure.
But also there's couples that like to do things together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I would highly encourage that. And, you know, I've heard it posed that the disciples on the road to Emmaus might have been a married couple. And we'll have to get into all of that. But I think it's beautiful, you know, that what a powerful witness to be out there together. Your souls are bound, and so your mission is bound too. You know, I think it's a beautiful, beautiful option.
Now, is there a cost? And then again, how do people register and get signed up?
Sure. Yes. So there is a cost. It's $150 a quarter, and that really goes to, you know, paying for the materials and the instructor and bringing in some guest speakers that can speak into some of the more specific topics. But St. Paul Street Evangelization likes to make it very well known that they will never turn away anybody for a money issue. So really just pay a dollar, you know, I mean, but you know, provide how you can. And then you can sign up for the school by going to streetevangelization.com. /parish-schools. Or if you go to streetevangelization.com and click the About, you'll see the parish schools tab there. So you scroll down to the bottom of that, you can see all the information and details, and then you'll see the links for the virtual school and the Carmel, Indiana parish school.
And also, I will have that link that Thomas just gave us on the podcast, so that people want to go to this podcast, or maybe they're listening via podcast, there is a link on the podcast blurb, I guess.
When you get out in the field and actually doing evangelization, are there any icebreaker lines, you know, where you, okay, eyeball to eyeball with a stranger, now what?
Yeah, you know, I there's a lot of different options out there. One of my favorite ones is so silly, but you know, when I was evangelizing as a seminarian, we would go out in the collar. And so a lot of college students would see you in the collar and they'd be
run,
kind of intimidated.
Get me out of here.
And so one of the guys would always lead with, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? And it would just catch them off guard. And this this just really disarming question, they would start laughing and then they would start talking about it. And then they would get into the real conversation. So I think, you know, a humor is a great icebreaker. Yeah. Maybe and not it, that joke, but
it doesn't matter where you're at in life. I mean, I think we're all searching for something, you know, even even if we have God, it's like, what do you want me to do today, God, or whatever. So, I mean, I just think that there is, as you mentioned, as you have talked to people, you know, your response was not exactly what you thought it was going to be. It was kind of maybe even the opposite of what you thought. So, you know, the devil can really use fear in so many ways to prevent us from doing, from being open to something like this.
Yeah.
Or from just starting that conversation, like, how can I pray for you? I mean, almost everybody, I don't think I've ever gotten a no on that one.
That's right.
You know, that opening.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I can't tell you, I literally cannot tell you how many 3 hour plus conversations I've been in with strangers on the topic of faith, where we think it's going to be this quick, like, oh, just they'll just give me a quick, you know, answer and then we'll move on. No, they want to talk. They want to be heard. And, you know, I know of an evangelization team, not associated with St. Paul Street Evangelization, but they just went out from St. Alphonsus over in Zionsville, and they asked a man how to, you know, how they could pray for him during like a fall festival they were having. And the man was like, you know, actually my son is going through something really big, and they started to pray for him. A year later, that man entered RCIA. And that wasn't really actually their goal. Their goal was to pray for him.
Mm-hmm, right,
but
just to be there.
They encountered Jesus there, and then they wanted to know, hey, where are these people from? You know, and they wanted to follow. So really just to bring Jesus to people and then let him do the work, you know.
So you are going to be a teacher along with, I believe, Peter Doan, who is also a radio host here on Go Make Disciples or Go Rebuild My Church. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Peter's got so much experience with St. Paul Street Evangelization. He's been involved with them for quite a while. In fact, I really learned a lot about St. Paul Street from Peter initially. And Peter's going to be a guest lecturer for us a couple of times, and he's, you know, offered his assistance with us at the school. But I will be the main instructor there, and I'm really looking forward to helping people see how evangelization fits into the overall mission of being a disciple of Jesus.
I think you're going to be a great teacher, and maybe I'll sign up. It sounds, it's my topic. I love it. So, all right. Our guest today has been Thomas Gallagher, Director of Evangelization, Family Life, Pastoral Ministries, and Young Adult Ministries at Our Lady Mount Carmel. We've been talking about the St. Paul Street Evangelization. You can go to streetevangelization.com/parish-schools. Thomas, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from catholicradioindy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Brigid at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.